Students tend to live in the here and now, but the university has to be ready for anything. A committee was formed and has spent several months putting together an extensive emergency plan in case of an avian flu epidemic. The university is currently in a pre-level 1 planning phase. This phase is used to prepare for a level 4 phase in which the university would be evacuated. Project coordinator for Resident Life, Mike Glowacki.
The overall planning principle is that we would try to react very quickly to get everybody out so that they could travel safely to their homes and be with their families.
For those who do become sick, the health center will do its best to provide care, but most care will be basic. Clinical director of the health center, Dr. A. Gail Lee.
You know, we're not a hospital. A lot of the problems of the people who die from avian flu is they die of respiratory failure. We don't have the capability here to put people on a ventilator in case they go into respiratory arrest. You know, realistically, you know, even with treatment, a lot of people would die.
While the health center takes care of the sick, Resident Life would provide temporary emergency shelter in New Leonardtown, and Transportation Services has new routes to help get people off campus orderly. Spokeswoman for the University of Police, Major Kathy Atwell.
So the police department's role would be in facilitating getting people off of the campus.
And then, University Police would control the flow of traffic. Major Atwell.
Then once we're sure that the campus is closed and that the only people on the campus are essential, then we would be responsible for monitoring who came on and who left the campus.
Once the problem has been solved, Resident Life will help begin the recovery process.
Getting the building, make sure the buildings are habitable again, and then kind of supporting whatever the campus is doing academically to try to save the semester.
Until avian flu is in the media again, students may be wise to consider how to evacuate in case of an emergency. The university will continue to raise awareness about the possibilities of such an epidemic. I'm David Byers for Turf Weekly Edition in College Park. Well, there's a reason for the sun shining.